We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to where the Chafetz Chaim said that a person has to weigh carefully why he doesn't trust someone, why he doesn't want to give the person the loan. And he says earlier, we quoted what the Chinuch and Rabbeinu Yonah write, Le'inyan shelo limna min alvot mi'irat dvar ha-shemitah, that the Torah prohibits us from saying, well, Shemitah's around the corner, and when Shemitah comes, when the seventh year comes, then the loan will be abolished by the Torah. So then a person might say, I don't want to give the loan because I'm worried I'll never see it again. Torah says, you're not allowed to think that way. You're not allowed to say, well, Shemitah's coming, so I'm not going to loan anyone any money. Even though technically he could lose by this, the Torah says, be careful. So we have to see over there what the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rabbeinu Yonah write. Even though you could claim that the Torah said about Shemitah, a special mitzvah, you can't compare that to any other concern. Because over there, by Shemitah, God made a special promise. He said, God says, I guarantee the loan. If you give a loan and Shemitah absolves it, I'll take care. Mikol makom b'chashash rachok nireh, devadai el niftor ot atzmo mimitzvat aseh, shelim kesef talveh bishvil zeh. Nonetheless, it seems logical to say that just because there's a far-fetched concern, a person shouldn't say, I'm not going to do the mitzvah of lending my fellow man. Uvifrat b'ishanin, specifically a person who's poor, we have a special mitzvah to give him a loan, as we discussed earlier, that the Torah says, Hishamer lecha pen yedavar im levavcha v'liyad. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.